Welcome to another episode of Sunday Night Mystery. I'm Brett, and tonight we delve into chilling tales of unsolved crimes, intriguing mysteries, and unanswered questions that continue to haunt communities. And tonight, we unravel the sinister events surrounding the murder of Derek Grain, a horrifying Halloween killing that shook the city of Bristol in 1980. It was a cold Halloween morning when nurse Sally Isaac stumbled upon a gruesome sight at the top of Brandon Hill in Bristol. A man lay face down in a pool of his own blood, his life extinguished in a senseless act of violence. Little did she know, she'd just stumbled upon the scene of one of the city's most perplexing mysteries. The victim was identified as Derek Grain, a mild-mannered man on temporary secondment to British Aerospace in Filton. From Hertfordshire, Derek was described as somewhat of a loner, but nonetheless cheerful and kind. But what led to his brutal demise remained a chilling enigma. Derek had only been in Bristol for 2 months, yet in that short time, his life would be tragically cut short in a manner that defied comprehension. As investigators pieced together Derek's final moments, they uncovered a trail of clues that painted a picture of a fateful night filled with revelry and terror. Derek had been out drinking heavily in nearby nightclubs, Vickers and Curves, before meeting his grisly fate. Both clubs were situated on Park Street, about a 10-minute walk from the Unicorn Hotel where he was staying. But why he took the route back that he did baffled detectives, adding another level of mystery to an already perplexing case. Rather than returning down Park Street, which would be the most direct route back to his hotel, Derek instead walked in the opposite direction. Although it has never been determined why Derek chose this route, it was initially suggested that due to his lack of familiarity with the area and being somewhat intoxicated, he may have simply lost his bearings. However, Park Street is on a distinctively steep hill, and it's close to the city centre. It seems unlikely that having walked uphill to get to the clubs, Derek would not have realised that to return to his hotel, he would have only had to return back down Park Street and through the centre of town. It appeared robbery was the motive behind Derek's murder. His jacket torn off, his pockets emptied of £50 to £60, his bank cards scattered around his lifeless body. But what drove his assailant to such a savage act of violence? Was it a chance encounter turned deadly, or a calculated attack fueled by greed? Derek had catastrophic head injuries, and a bloody footprint was found on his back. He appeared to have been kicked in the head as he lay on the ground. The murder weapon was a heavily bloodstained sand-filled traffic cone found 80 yards from his body. Given the violent nature of the attack, police believe the attacker or attackers would have had heavy blood splatter on their clothing. DI Brian Theobald said, "There is a possibility that more than one person was involved in this. He was satisfied that the motive was robbery. They used an awful lot of violence. It was a particularly vicious, brutal murder." The nearby Park Street and Clifton Triangle areas, which are packed with bars and nightlife destinations, would likely have been busy even at that time of night due to it being Halloween. However, despite these factors, no witnesses report seeing anybody covered in blood around the area at the time. Despite the efforts of a 40-man investigation team led by Detective Inspector Brian Theobald, the case remained shrouded in darkness. An anonymous witness reported sightings of a mysterious red Jaguar and a group of youths wearing witches' hats and capes, and three or four men attacking someone at around 3 a.m. near Clifton Triangle. But these leads led to dead ends. The red Jaguar was traced, but the owner provided an alibi, clearing them from any suspicion. Although it has been reported that the car was registered to Derek's hometown in Hitchin, some 150 miles away from Bristol, a second witness from Reading also reported the same car had been sighted in Bristol city centre earlier on the day of Derek's murder. If Derek was followed by someone from his hometown, why would they choose such an unusual or random murder weapon? Investigators are confident this was a robbery that became violent. But if that's the case, the distinctive and suspicious vehicle in the area that happens to be registered to Derek's hometown, a considerable distance away, leaves curious questions. The car is just another strange factor in a case full of unanswered questions. Why was Derek walking in the opposite direction to his hotel? If robbery was the motive, why such a brutal attack against a man who was presumably so intoxicated he could have easily been overpowered without the need to resort to such violence? How did the killer or killers remain unseen despite the suggestion of being covered in blood in a busy area? All that remained was a footprint on the back of Derek's blood-soaked shirt, a haunting reminder of the violence that had unfolded in the dead of a cold October night. Over the years, advances in forensic technology offered glimmers of hope for justice. The Sandfield traffic cone used as the murder weapon was analysed, as were the insides of Derek's pockets, in search of DNA evidence. Yet, despite these efforts, Derek's killer remained at large, his identity lost in the shadows of time. Today, the unsolved murder of Derek Grain stands as a chilling Halloween tale, a reminder of the darkness that lurks beneath the surface of everyday life. His memory lives on in the hearts of those who knew him, a beacon of hope for closure in a case that continues to elude authorities. Join us next time for another episode of Sunday Night Mystery, a journey once again into the mysteries of the night. I hope they inspire curiosity rather than fear. For in the spine-tingling realm of Sunday Night Mystery, some enigmas defy resolution, leaving us to ponder the shadows of the past. Join us next time for another chilling episode of Sunday Night Mystery. Until then, stay safe, and remember, the truth may be hidden, but as long as we keep the investigation alive, it's never truly lost. Tune in next week as we uncover more tales of darkness lurking within the human soul. I'm Brett, and I'll see you next time on Sunday Night Mystery. Till then, stay curious stay vigilant, and remember, guard yourself against the darkness that surrounds us all. I'll see you next week, Sunday Night Mystery.